My name is Michael Bailey, and you're listening to the EDP Formula One podcast.
Hello all, welcome again to the EDP F1 podcast. Quick turnaround for us as we look now ahead to the Austrian Grand Prix at the Red Bull Ring. Does sound like a conflict of interest to me, but maybe that's just me. I'm Michael J. Bailey. That was Perry Hamilton.
On time this time.
Yeah, that's good you didn't, you know, leave and then try and come
back. No, exactly.
Just to be late again. You don't want to get in that habit.
That's the flip-flops slow me down, Michael.
They are flip-flops. At least you're not wearing socks with, you know, sandals and flip-flops.
I never do.
Carrying a bouncy castle injury as well.
Cool. Yep. And the rest.
Okay.
Regular knocks all over the place, mate.
Save that for another podcast, I think. Kyle Compass is here. Hello, Kyle.
Hello again.
All well still?
Yes.
Hanging on in there?
Yep, just about.
Very nice case you got for your iPad. I like that.
Oh, thank you much.
Very tech. Good work. And Stephen Rust here too, Steve. Yes. We don't need to talk about your holiday this time.
No,
nope.
Done
even
that.
Even though I want to see more pictures. Okay then, Red Bull Ring, Austria, the rebirth of the Austrian Grand Prix. We have Red Bull to thank for this, don't we?
Yes. Taking over an A1 ring, was it?
It was, yeah.
A nice track. Not great.
Had a few sort of shunts, yeah. And good races there. There's sort of random ones where people like Yano truly could have won a race and things like that in the past.
It's very curvy.
Oh, sorry, what was that noise, Ben?
It was a laugh in the back of my throat.
Yano truly, eh?
No, the truly train.
What a star. Him and Heikki.
Oh, we love Heikki.
Halcyon days.
But it hasn't actually changed much, has it, from the A1 ring? From a picture, I couldn't see much.
No.
Because I just imagine a lot more Red Bull painted all over the place. And
only Red Bull, presumably. Yes. Yeah. It's going to be a bit strange, isn't it? Have we ever had this situation before where Formula One has gone to a place laden in one... Well, I suppose Monza and Ferrari is...
So they own... tracks, aren't they?
Yeah.
Probably not,
though. It's a bit different, I suppose. Yeah. It is still a fizzy drinks company. do we know much about the characteristics of the circuit? I know there's a bit of undulation. We love elevation changes now in Formula One.
It's quite curvy.
Quite curvy.
Yeah. So it looks like a track designed for a Red Bull to carry lots of speed through sweeping corners, doesn't it? That's exactly what it looks like. It looks like someone went to Adrian Newey with one of the old games of F1 where you used to be able to design your own track and just go fill your boots, son.
Yeah. Forget designing a car.
Make a track that your car will run best on, and hopefully he's done it. And then they went, oh, by the way, rule changes.
The scenery is supposed to be good.
Yeah, it's all. I remember when they used to race there when I was younger watching it. It used to be a staple of the European market, didn't it? Along with like Manicur, place like that.
That's a whole track.
Was it Estoril in Portugal? They used
Imola,
to race there,
of course,
as well. Yeah, that's it. So it's one of those. It's nice to go back. Nice to revisit and see what they've done with it.
We will see what they've done with it. Okay then, standard question. You guys know this. Most important weekend for?
Oh, quite obvious one there, isn't it? Red Bull. Yeah. Home turf. You're the one who's brought the... You've brought the race back because of your success in this industry, in this competition, in this sport. You are, or were, the world leaders in it. You've taken a team that was not very good and turned it into world championship contenders. And now you've gone out and you've made... a track, not made, but you've acquired a track to bring Formula One to your home country. If you go out there and drop your trousers, as it were, and drop the ball on it, you are going to look like absolute mugs. Red Bull have to perform this weekend.
Well, that would be quite funny if it did all go wrong, wouldn't it?
So imagine the Red Bull owner, chap's name, I can't... Dietrich Mateschitz.
Yeah.
I imagine he will be there because he's not normally at Grand Prix, but I would have thought he might turn up.
They'll all be there, wouldn't they? I would have thought.
Yeah. Oh, the lot.
He was always there, but when they stopped winning, he no longer isn't. I've noticed.
Maybe other.
He was only ever there to go over to Seb and congratulate him whilst giving Mark Webber the evil eye. Yes. He never used to like Mark much, did he?
Oh, I don't know. Are we thinking of Helmut Marko now?
Oh, it could be Helmut, yeah.
I think Dietrich was quite a Webber fan. I think they got on quite well.
Okay.
Helmut Marko, yeah, we haven't seen him around for ages either. And I think you see the...
Yeah, Motorsport advisor, is that his?
Something like that, isn't it?
I think he makes a lot of the decisions.
Anyone else? The weekend must be important for someone else.
Hamilton, I suppose, just to try and gain some points back.
Well, he's a long way behind now, isn't he? 24, is it?
22.
Yeah. Because I sort of look at him, if he... Even the next three rounds, if he wins them and Rosberg's come second, there'll still be a point behind, and they'll... At the point where he's won 7 Grand Prix and Rosberg's won 2 and he'll still be behind, so he needs a bit of luck. Maybe a Rosberg retirement.
Well, I say, well, Rosberg needs a bit of bad luck.
Yeah,
so. I think he was 4 points ahead, wasn't he? And then he's not
because he needed 4 Grand Prix to gain.
That's it.
To regain the lead, take the lead, and so he needs to get start again. Really,
I think it's also an important weekend for Marussia. I mentioned last time when we were in a pod that they need to carry the momentum from Monaco forward, not let the issues from Montreal bog them down. I think they really need to bounce back, and really they need to just properly squeeze the life out of Caterham now. They've got the chance to do it. They really need to assert themselves going forward. I think I think they should do that.
Not only that, but Sauber as well.
Oh, in their sights.
Getting very, very twitchy. Mm. Okay, then it's the serious business, as I like to call it. Prediction time. Game face is on. Let's go through what we all predicted for Canada, shall we? Perry, you said Hamilton pole, Hamilton win, which most people did, to be honest. Massa in the top 5.
Oh, so close.
So, so close. You said 1 Red Bull in the top 10. And I think that was because you said that it wasn't at least 1 Red Bull. It was there will only be 1.
Yeah, I believe I said only 1 Red Bull, yeah.
Thus, it was an incorrect prediction.
Yeah.
2 Ferraris in the top 10, which was correct, because Kimi slipped in 10th. And no McLarens in Q3, which
bit of a crappy turnout for me, really.
It was not grand.
It was dire.
I said that Hamilton would win, but that he wouldn't be on pole. That Vettel would out finish Ricciardo, which didn't happen. That Bottas would finish ahead of Massa, which I feel a bit bad about getting right. But I said Hülkenberg would finish in the top 4, which I was diddled by Jensen, so to speak. And that Max, as I mentioned in the last pod, I think, would be the last reasonable classified finisher. He didn't even last a lap. First, how many races was it that he went without a DNF? It was
so two round 7.
It was a whole first season, wasn't it? 19
races.
So 19 and yeah. Goodness me.
25 races.
That's not bad going, is it? It's a record. We know it's a record. What else did I say? A Q1 exit for Verne, who actually made it all the way through to Q3, didn't he?
He did a pretty good race.
He did, yeah, he did. And Maldonado, I said that he would finish, but he didn't, sadly, because of retirement.
Did you do as badly as I did then, Michael?
I got 2 from 8, and you got 1 from 6. I think I did slightly better on that.
Don't dazzle me with science, so just yes or no.
Yes, I did better than you.
Damn.
Just. But we all had blank weekends the other week. So, Kyle, Hamilton pole, Hamilton P1, a Q2 double exit for Sauber, which was a shame because Sutil just scraped through to Q2. Rosberg outside the top 2.
Ooh,
which you were pretty close. I mean, you said that wasn't a valid prediction. I was happy for you to have it, and you know it was a good prediction because it didn't happen. Does that make sense? You know, it wasn't an easy one because it didn't happen. And then 2 McLarens in the top 6, which didn't quite happen. So that didn't really work out very well, no. I'm afraid, Kyle. And then Mr. Richard Baxter said that Hamilton will win. He went for the run of results. Hamilton first, Rosberg second, Massa third, Hülkenberg fourth, Button fifth. Now, he's got 4 of the... Massa went out, didn't he? He wasn't far off, basically.
He wasn't, was he?
But sadly, all he gets from that lot is a kudos point. He said it would be an all-Mercedes top 5. Close, but now it's cigar.
Renner had something to say about that, didn't they?
Which means, Steve, after your recent absence, you are still top. Probably by virtue of you haven't been able to not get predictions right in the last few weeks. I should let you know. I got your Monaco predictions from pre Spain and post Spain. Put them all together.
Right.
And and none of them contradicted each other. I didn't
try from my hotel rooms in America. It was brilliant. I was remembering.
And it wasn't too bad. It wasn't great, but it was better than, because I think three of us had blanks, I think, over the weekend, so we all had shockers. So you are leading the proceedings. Richard Baxter is still second, but he has dropped away. Kyle, you're in third. Then it's DT fourth, Pedge your fifth.
How is DT ahead of me? He's never here.
Well, the algorithm is kicking in the more you do.
Right,
so don't worry.
Okay. It's an attendance-friendly algorithm.
It helps.
Yeah. I heard that before, Michael.
You've had five goes, and DT's had three. So you see, a couple more goes, and you'll be all right, as long as you don't completely muck them up.
Again.
That's a warning for you. So you're fifth, then it's John Luton sixth. He's had one go. He's still ahead of me, and I've had seven. So that tells you how bad I've been doing. 17% of my predictions have been right so far. That's abysmal. And then Mav is bottom. So we need Mav back in at some point.
We do.
So that leaves us open to predicting the Austrian Grand Prix then. Gents, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Yeah. Oh, he's desperate to go first after his absence. Go on then, Steve.
Well, I'm going to say Rosberg on pole, Hamilton to win it.
Okay.
We've had safety cars a little bit recently, so I'm going to say no safety cars in this race.
Okay.
Maldonado to finish this time a race.
I won't predict that, so you'll probably be all right with it.
And as Perez has got a good penalty, I'm going to say that he's going to attempt a one-stop race. Do a one-stop race.
Because he could attempt it from lap one and then that's not going to work. Do a one-stop. Love it. Good work. That's a nice little end prediction there. I like that. Kudos point for that one, I think.
Awesome.
Yeah. Although he does do it a lot, but why not?
I think it'll depend on where he qualifies. If he qualifies like third or fourth, then I don't think you'd see him do a one stop. I think he'd probably do a two stop and still get some good points out of him. But if he goes out, sort of.
Steve's made the prediction.
Absolutely. I just thought it'd be, worth a conversation, but obviously not, Michael. That's not what a podcast is all about.
No,
sir.
We don't want discussion.
Right, okay.
But yeah, qualifying dependent, Steve.
Yeah. Kyle, are you next, or do you want me to go?
Yeah, I'll go quick. I'm going to go top three in qualifying, top three in the race.
Oh.
Top three in qualifying. Hamilton first, Rosberg second, Vettel third. In the race, Hamilton win, Ricciardo second, Vettel third. Bad luck.
It's going to hit Rosberg.
Okay.
Best of luck with that one.
We'll take those as individuals.
Six individual predictions.
I'm going to make a prediction about qualifying.
Okay.
I'm going to say front row Mercedes, second row Red Bull, third row Williams. Don't know. Don't say who's going to be in front, but I'm really going to have three team lockouts on the front three rows in run like that. Like they're going on the arc. Two by two. I'm going to say that Hamilton's going to win it. I'm going to say Ricciardo's going to finish ahead of Vettel again. And I'm going to give one other one, and I'm going to say, did I say no McLaren's in the top 10 last time? I think I said for qualifying
you did, yeah.
No McLaren's in the top 10 at the finish of the race. No McLaren's.
Okay, which just leaves me, doesn't it? Okay, I don't want to repeat myself from last week, but I think Vettel will outfinish Ricciardo in the race this time. I think he will finally get himself going. I think he will out-qualify Ricciardo as well.
Does that mean that we're at odds there?
Yeah. And Kyle as well, I think. I think that a Williams will out-qualify Red Bull. Does that make sense? So as in, there will be a Williams ahead of both Red Bulls. I think that if I say Lewis Hamilton won't win the race.
Silence.
Blank faces.
Right, I'll take that then. Brilliant. Yeah, I don't
know what you're looking at.
Well, I'm looking for validation.
It's your prediction.
I'm looking for validation, but no one's seen. No one. Well, Lewis won't win the race. There you go. I'm so far behind you. I'm not even a threat to any of you anymore anyway.
Cars will start. There will be pit stops. They're all valid predictions.
And let's say Kamui Kobayashi will finish ahead of. He will be the top finisher out of Marussia and Caterham in their little.
Oh, I hope that's true.
When do we start to include Sauber in the?
Huh?
When do we start to include Sauber?
Well, yeah, this is true. This is true. Esteban Gutierrez and Q3 as well. Q1, sorry. He won't get anywhere near Q3 because he'll be out in Q1. There you go. That's all my lot. Now, I should just touch on the fact that in Canada, we did try to predict who would hit the wall of champions first just on Twitter, because we forgot about it in the podcast. No one did it.
No, no.
Again,
it might have been some nudges or clips or anything, but yeah.
They hit the other walls.
Can we predict that next time?
Yeah.
The wall of non-champions.
The wall of non-champions, yeah.
The wall of boring.
Well, first into a wall, to be honest. Any wall will do. And also, the prediction league is we've got predictions from SamTodd15 on Twitter. So we've got people coming in now, and they want to take you guys on. Not me, obviously. I'm not a threat for them.
For the next race.
So this is Sam's predictions for Twitter.
Let's have it.
For the Austrian Grand Prix, Ricciardo, that's how he spelt it, that's how I'm saying it. Ricciardo on pole, a Red Bull 1-2 at their home track. It's a bold run. Hamilton third, also saying Rosberg retirement. Button in the top six, and both Toro Rossos in the points. # kudos. He wants his own kudos point. To be honest, with those predictions, I think
he gets a kudos point just for predicting on via Twitter. I think he gets a kudos for that, but hold it in, mate. You can't give your own kudos points. I'll allow it once, but after that, no, sir.
It's a good point about Toro Rossos. Also, their home race.
It's true. It is.
Yeah, of course.
Fair enough. Well, it's the most important weekend for them as well, then.
No.
No one calls it the Toro Rosso ring,
exactly.
Do they?
Exactly. It's
sake.
Not.
Well, what's ring in Italian? Carry on, quick. Sam, we'll see how you get on as well as these guys and myself, of course, and we'll see what that does to the league. We'll have to either pop you in the table if it goes really well. We'll see how many of us you can beat.
It's an appearance-friendly algorithm, Sam, so you need to keep predicting throughout the season to climb the ladder.
And of course, if anyone else out there on Twitter wants to get involved and send your predictions in, then do so via Twitter, and you too can be included as long as I get them before the start of free practice one.
Is he local?
Sam, are you local?
If you're local and you end up winning the league, we'll get you in. We'll get you into the podcast with
Absolutely.
You. And you can receive your
crown.
Whatever it is we give out. Never got it.
What did you get?
I got a pint off you, didn't I?
Did you?
You just bought me a beer.
Are you sure?
I think
doesn't sound like me.
Yeah, I think you have bought me a beer at least once in your life, Michael.
That was it. You had to win it. You had to earn it.
Exactly. You've got to earn it.
All right, then. Let's put this out of its misery, shall we, before we get in any more trouble. So keep in touch with us on Twitter. Standard practice, as they say. At EDPF1 is the EDPF1 Twitter handle, or at Michael J. Bailey is where I reside. You've done this picture.
I have, yes, okay. That went out on the pod
last week.
Yeah, last week when we were talking about Lewis and his arm on Nico's shoulder and Nico not being too pleased with it. I took a photo with my arm resting on Michael's shoulder. He didn't look too pleased with it.
Which was genuine.
It wasn't put on. No, Michael's not very pleased with me most of the time, actually, especially when I turn up late. But anyway, what I want you to do, pod listeners out there, anyone on Twitter, so not Steve Rust, but anyone else, throughout the coming weeks, take photos of yourself murking with other people. Put your arm on their shoulder and see how annoyed you can get them to look. I don't care if you do it in the office, in the pub with your mates, do it wherever. Hashtag it murking and mark it for at EDPF1, and we'll give some podcast love to the best ones that get sent to us.
M-E-R-C-I-N-G.
With a capital M.
With a capital M, very specific.
M-E-R-C-I-N-G.
There you go, we'll get Steve in a picture.
We'll get Steve in a picture, but we can't tag him. We'll hashtag him.
Hashtag
Steve
Merkin.
Rust. Hashtag Steve Rush, hashtag Merkin. I don't like saying hashtag at the end, beginning of everything. Hashtag.
Steve, you still don't reside on Twitter,
nope.
Do you? Have we had any hashtag Ask Steve since the last podcast?
No, funnily enough, we haven't.
I imagine logistically that's unlikely.
No, we haven't. It's a shame.
So, we'll see. If anyone wants to ask a question of Steve, then do so. We'll put them to him. No pressure, though, obviously. Kyle?
At KCumbers.
Ped?
I'm at PedHD56.
Lovely job. And edp24.co.uk/F1 for this podcast, my weekly column. With the Eastern Daily Press and all other local governments. Job done. Thanks very much, gentlemen. I hope we all enjoy the Austrian Grand Prix, which is almost upon us, and we will see you on the other side of it to sum up how it went. Till then, bye for now.